To love all is to feel good about all. To love all is to feel good about all. What is all? Good question, isn't it? We've oftentimes asked ourselves, what is all? How can we define all? It's beyond all imagination. It's beyond all comprehension. It's so grand. Yes, when you talk about all, it makes you boggle in your mind. You just cannot come to the conclusion of what it really is. What is it all? Well, it doesn't really matter. It's how I feel when I feel good about all. It's how I feel when I feel good about all people, all beings, all everywhere, that all is in divine order, and I'm just so happy because I am content with all. I am content with all. When I am just going outside and loving everything and looking at everything and seeing everything and enjoying everything, I'm right in the middle of knowing that life is wonderful, that life truly is wonderful. It's just like I'm sitting here at my desk and I'm recording this talk, and my black cat, Jeannie, jumps up in my lap, and then she cuddles down because she wants to be there where I am doing my talk. And then Sammy, our big gray boy from up the other house at the monastery, he comes down and visits at night, and he likes to come and be with Sammy because he's all alone up in the big house, and he's just happy with all. And he looks up at my lap and sees Jeannie on my lap and says, well, I can't get there. So he gets up on my desk and he walks around on my desk and he steps on everything and he just is so gentle, and yet he's a big old lummox. Yes, he is a big old lummox, and he just loves to be touched and petted. And then he touches his fur against my lamp, and my lamp has an automatic up and down and off and on switch to it that when you touch the lamp, it works that way. And so as he walks by the lamp, it goes up and down, and it goes on and off. And Jeannie does that, and Sammy does that, and they just are the happiest guys. Well, this is part of all. This is how it feels to love all, and when I feel good about all. Yes, I feel so good about all. Now, Jeannie just leaped off my lap. She wanted to see what's going on outside. And Sammy jumped down from the top of the desk. He had to see what's going on, too. And they're parts of all. They give me the feeling of joy. They give me the feeling of happiness. They give me the feeling of peace and love. They give me the feeling of something just wonderful. We cannot define all. We tried to define all much of our life, but scientists can't do it, and man can't do it, and space goes on and on and on beyond whatever we can conceive of, and we give numbers to things, and they don't mean a thing. And we talk about all the money in the world, we talk about all the good health in the world, we talk about all the joy in the world, we talk about all the peace in the world. Well, if I can grasp onto one little segment, one little aspect of peace, I've got it all. To love all is to feel good about all. So if I love one little segment of peace, I'm loving all of peace. When I love one little segment of joy in the world, I love all the joy in the world, and I just bubble over with that joy, and I feel so good about that joy. How can I feel good about all? I feel good about all every time I like the now. I like the moment. I like what I am right this minute. I like who I see right this minute. How can I feel good about all? All I do is look at my cats, or I look at Rex, my great big golden retriever, and when I look at him, his big brown eyes, he looks at you, and you have to melt. You have to say, what do you want, Rex? You can have anything. You can have anything. The world is yours. That is love. That is unconditional love. That is a love that is so joyful, so wonderful, so fabulous, so beautiful, so compelling, so fulfilling, so rewarding. When I look at my world and find it is super, then I'm looking at all and finding it super. I'm not labeling one segment of my world, one aspect of my world, as being good or not good. I'm labeling all as being good because I only look at one segment, one nowness at a moment. And when I'm looking at one nowness at the moment, believe it or not, I'm looking at all. I'm looking at every single thing that exists because I cannot look at any now without looking at the all of the now. And the infinity of the now and the magnanimity of the now, no matter how great or how wonderful or how tiny, the now is always great. When I look at my world and find it is super, then I'm really looking at the now. I bubble over inside of myself. I bubble over inside of myself and I say, oh boy, this is great. Oh boy, we're going to go swimming. Oh boy, we're going on a picnic. Oh boy, we're going for a walk. Oh boy, I'm going to visit grandma. Oh boy, that feeling of oh boy, that feeling of wow, that feeling of tickly goodness inside of yourself. This is to love all and feel good about all when I feel that tickly good inside of myself. When I feel that marvelous quality inside of myself that says, all is very good. All is marvelous. All is spectacular. I can have that feeling any moment I like. I can bubble over inside of myself any moment I like. It's just when I let myself think unconditional love about me and all in my world, then I am doing the most marvelous thing that could ever be done. I am loving all. When I have no conditions in my love, no conditions in my thought, no conditions in my attitudes, it's a unique thing to have, I tell you. When I can have no conditions in anything that I am, think, say, or do, then I am on my way to loving and feeling good about everything in my world. Can you be unconditionally loving about how you are? Can you be unconditionally loving about what's going on in your world? Can you be unconditionally loving about every thought you think? Can I be unconditionally loving about every attitude? When Jeannie jumps up here and knocks my microphone down, when Jeannie jumps down and knocks my microphone down, when Jeannie jumps around here like a kitten, and that's what he is, she is. He's just a wonderful cat. I unconditionally love her. I don't say, oh, you darn cat, you knocked over my mic. I don't say that. I just pick it up and go on. And I have that love that's in me from what Jeannie is doing. I have that love in me from what I am doing when I look at Jeannie and I think about how wonderful a cat she is. Yes, we live in a wonderful world. We watched a movie the other night about a cat, and the cat was called Stuart Little, and it belonged to the Little family. It wasn't a cat. It was a mouse, and there was a cat there. And the cat thought, oh, a mouse, and brrrr, into its mouth went the Mr. Stuart Little, and they had to get him out of there because Stuart was now a member of the family. And he was unconditionally loved by the mother and the father who got him, and the brother who wasn't quite sure about him yet, but and the cat who would like to get rid of that other thing, a mouse, oh, who has a... but. What mouse in the world has a cat as its pet? And it's kind of interesting. But unconditional love doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether we are boys or girls, men or women, cats or dogs, mice, whatever it is, we love them all. I have many friends who come here and find a bug, and they take the bug outside of the house. They take the mosquito outside the house. They take the fly outside the house. They take the little lizard that the cat brought in and take it back outside the house. And they catch the mouse that the dog or the cat has brought into the house to play with and take them outside the house. Unconditional love. Not a matter of killing them, not a matter of destroying them, not a matter of anything, but just unconditional love. And with that unconditional love, everything comes through beautifully, wonderfully, magnificently, and good. To love all is to feel good about all. And today, I love me, and I love everything in my world unconditionally. But I love it point by point, now by now. I love you. I love you. I love you.